Welcome to the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Football, rankings, debates, dad stuff, with your host, Justin Williams and Matt Renshaw.
And welcome, everyone, to this edition of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. I am your host, Justin Williams, and with me, as always, my good friend, Matt Renshaw. Matt, Thursday night show.
Hey, man, I got the game on. This is nice. You hear me scream, it's because something going on in the game.
I better not hear you scream at a Seahawks-Cardinals Thursday night football game.
Yeah, everybody talking about Kyler. Kyler going to be the new QB1 in Dynasty League. Shut up. That's Mahomes for at least the next 3 years.
Hail Murray. Hail Murray.
Get out of here with that junk.
Before we get out of here with that junk, we should let everybody know we are brought to you by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
And they pay us because of our awesome segues. Matt, how was your week? How's it going?
It's been a good week. I think. Today felt like Friday for the longest time.
Well, it's almost Friday.
It's one of those weeks. And yesterday felt like a Monday. So my week just is flying by.
No, yesterday was a Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday was not a good day for me. Just a whole bunch of junk going on at work and life. But today was Friday in my head, so that's better. Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Whatever environment you can dream up in your head and live in it, I mean, that's great. Go for it.
How was your week? What'd you do?
My week's good. I don't know if I got the Xbox before or after recording last week. Was that before?
I don't remember. My social life
is completely derailed.
Stop it. You didn't have much of a social life before.
No, with 2020 being the way it is, and then you get this new Xbox, there's no reason to talk to anybody at this point.
Just how is it any different than the last Xbox?
It has this feature.
Xbox 4.
It has this feature called Quick Resume. So you can, like, you start a game, right? And then you can, like, leave that game, open up another game, and then go back to your old game, the previous game, the first game you open up, starts right off.
Hey, Justin, why don't you tell everyone what the first game you played on your new Xbox was?
Glad you asked, Matt. I had to re-download everything. I wanted to give myself a clean slate, so I picked a game that was kind of small. I downloaded the new Tetris game.
Nerd.
Dude, the very first game I played on this $500 machine, this $500 refrigerator looking thing was Tetris. Yep. I loved it. It was actually the best Tetris experience I've had in forever. It was great. It's amazing. It's mind blowing. It's like an acid trip in a video game. The lights, the music, the colors, the shapes, the Tetris blocks, the Tetri.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, my 9-year-old son was sitting here and he's like, that actually looks pretty sweet. It's a pretty cool game. Just check it out. And it was free.
Tetris.
Yeah. Tetris.
Oh, is that your family story? You played Tetris with your son and he thought it was amazing?
Pretty much. I mean, we had the YMCA, which is what we had Carson's basketball league through. They canceled games for the rest of the season because of the whole mandate thing we got going on here. So I don't have a basketball story to tell you. Just been playing Xbox.
Dance didn't get canceled.
Dance got canceled, and then it wasn't canceled. So now they're allowing it, which is weird to me.
Yeah, it's not a sport; it's an activity or something.
Yeah, and high school sports here aren't canceled either.
Right, but everything else is.
Yeah, everything else. Yeah. And thank God they shut everything down at 10 o'clock because that's when COVID really wakes up.
Yep. I'm not even getting political on this.
I'm all for shutting everything down. I just feel like if you're going to do it, you do it across the board.
No, 10 o'clock. Stop. That's when everything gets nasty. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, like that doesn't make any sense to me. That's a little bit of an overreach, but
the news comes on and the COVID comes out.
That's right. That's right, Matt. Yeah, before we go too deep into that rabbit hole, we should probably segue out of there.
So my daughter asked me what time Patrick played
this weekend. Mahomes. Mr. Mahomes.
Because they're on a first name basis. Right. And now she's telling everybody that her favorite player is Patrick. Like, everyone knows mm-hmm. who Patrick is. Our mm-hmm. neighbors, she plays with her daughter, and the dad was outside. She goes, "Hey, Mr. whatever their last name is."
Right.
Excuse me. "Do you know Patrick? He's my favorite player." And the guy goes, "Patrick Mahomes is my favorite player too." And so, like, she went nuts because somebody knew what she was talking about. So Patrick Mahomes, QB1, dynasty rankings. Get out of here with your Kyler Murray garbage. Speaking of garbage, Drew Brees is out, and the backup quarterback's going to be
going to eat these dubs. So Drew Brees reportedly is suffering from cracked ribs, and a collapsed lung. The Saints have yet to place him on the IR, which means we should expect to see him back in the next 2 to 3 weeks tops. Saints haven't announced a starter for week 11 versus the Falcons, but it's looking like Jameis Winston.
Taysom Hill.
It's not going to be Taysom Hill.
If you're in a league where Taysom Hill is anything but a quarterback and it's not a super flex league, pick him up. Even if it is a super flex league and he qualifies at tight end, start three quarterbacks.
He's not starting.
He's going to get more opportunities than he would normally. And I don't want to bet that he starts, but I bet that he plays 50% of the snaps.
Over under 6 points, Taysom Hill this week.
Over by far.
I'll take the under.
Under six?
Under six.
You're completely wrong. He's going to score a touchdown. He'll get that in one play.
No, he won't.
One play.
Christian McCaffrey is considered doubtful to play this week. So Mike Davis governors get to enjoy yet another week of, well, Mike Davis. Davis hasn't scored since week six and hasn't surpassed the century mark in yardage since week five. Mike Davis kind of fell off a cliff there.
He's still – wait, let me check. Yep, it's definitely still Mike Davis.
Right. He has a bit of a Mike Davis problem.
Team's got film on him and figured him out. I mean, he's no Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't take long to figure out Mike Davis. But maybe it's just me. What do I know?
McCaffrey, he's just different. He's just sneaky athletic, and I think people take that and hold that against him. So –
there it is.
But speaking of the Panthers, we're going to see some P.J. Walker this weekend.
Pretty scary stuff.
No, stop it. P.J. is going to tear it up.
An MRI showed no structural damage in Teddy Bridgewater's injured knee. Bridgewater hobbled off the field Sunday following a low hit from Jason Pierre-Paul. He had completed 18 of 24 attempts for 136 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception before exiting the game. Let's see. Reportedly dealing with soreness and swelling in the knee, Bridgewater should be considered iffy at best to suit up against the Lions. Former XFL star P.J. Walker is going to be in line to start.
Walker.
Is that a song? Were you going to sing a song for us,
Matt? I'm just excited. I'm just excited about P.J. Walker. Hmm. I own P.J. Walker in every Superflex league because I didn't actually anticipate Teddy Bridgewater doing anything good. So give me the former XFL star, MVP, P.J. Walker.
Sam Darnold won't play in Week 11 against the Chargers. A lot of QB news today. Coach Adam Gase said Darnold will be on interval throwing program, but won't be an option for injured reserve. It's clearly an ominous sign for his outlook moving forward that Darnold can't even attend practice following an extended rest during the team's bye. Darnold himself said it's a smart decision not to play since his shoulder has, quote-unquote, got to heal.
Since the team has, quote-unquote, zero wins.
Joe Flacco, who flashed for 263 yards and three touchdowns prior to New York's bye, will continue to start in the interim. Matt, Joe Flacco, 2020. Are you here for it?
He's the perfect 2020 quarterback. Dude's a Super Bowl MVP. How many people can say that?
Isn't it like 50 Super Bowls? So like 50?
So like, yeah.
Had a few of them.
Yeah. But he is one of them. And he's still playing.
He is one of them. That's right, Matt.
Can we like
hard
hitting. Can we talk about Adam Gase for a second?
Every time I mention Adam Gase, we talk about him for a second. You're gonna call him crazy eyes. You're gonna talk about how terrible
he is. I'm not actually. I'm gonna give him some praise here. Because this dawned on me literally today, and I put it out to the world earlier. Adam Gase is probably one of the best scouts in the NFL.
Here we go. Hit us with the punchline, Matt.
It's not a punchline. Dude can find talent. And you see that with guys once that he's not a good coach. Hands down, not a good coach. Can't coach good players. But you see the players that he has leave him and do well. He can find talent. I mean, we've seen Tannehill, top five quarterback. We've seen Robbie Anderson in the system, and he's produced. Khalil Lodge is tearing it up out in, for the Chargers. Like, I think Gase has an eye for talent. I just think he's a bad coach. And I would hire him to be a NFL franchise if I were running one. No punchline. No crazy eyes.
Just a slanted compliment.
What's slanted about it?
Hey, you're really good at doing this one part of your job, but as a whole, you're not very good at doing your entire job. That's essentially what you just said.
I want to offer you a new job where you can do very well in.
That's like offering like the McDonald's shift manager a spot as the janitor. Like you're really, really good at cleaning everything.
Head janitor. I'll make him the head scout.
You're really good at cleaning everything, but the rest of the stuff just isn't for you. How about head janitor? What do you think? Who says no? Who says no?
The old head janitor, probably.
Maybe. Probably. Speaking of probably, Dolphins running back Salvin Ahmad probably had 84% of the team's rushing attempts in Week 10's win over the Chargers. Ahmad rushed 21 times for 85 yards and a touchdown, with Jordan Howard inactive as a healthy scratch against LA. He ran 15 pass routes as the only Miami back to log a route. Matt Breda's eventual return, could take some touches away from Ahmad. Matt, I have to ask, this is kind of a question that I heard brought up on a different podcast, but Is the starting running back for the 2021 Miami Dolphins on that roster right now?
No.
Okay. Jordan Howard has been released and then picked up by the Eagles because life is like a circle, Matt.
Circle.
Like a circle.
No corners.
26 years old, 28 carries, 33 yards, 4 scores this season. The 4 scores actually surprised me. Signed a 2-year deal this offseason. That's off the table. Now he's an Eagle. Anything for you?
For Jordan Howard? Maybe a little. Boston Scott scored a touchdown this week for Philly. So, yeah, he might have a shot.
They just threw Corey Clement on the COVID list, too, by the way. Nice. Breaking news.
I hope you're okay, Corey. I think they're going to draft a guy. I think this class coming in has got a few options for them. I think they'll be okay. No? Okay. You did Najee Harris? Alabama connection in the backfield?
I really hope they give the Salvin Ahmad kid a chance. Like, he showed a lot of spark there. The Dolphins do this. The Dolphins have these players that kind of come out of nowhere. They do a little, they flash a little brilliance, and then for some reason they just take a complete backseat, i.e. Preston Williams, i.e. Devontae Parker for God knows how long.
Preston Williams got hurt twice. He didn't take a backseat.
I'm just saying. Mike Gesicki, where's he been? Is he hurt?
He's talking up Tua. They got a great connection, and then I don't know. He just disappeared.
It just seems like kind of something that's been happening with them lately. They don't really care if they have these great players, and it's just like they just get kind of – something happens, and they just get forgotten about so easily. Let's see what this kid can do the next couple of weeks, and then let's kind of make a judgment. Maybe you take a running back in the third, fourth round. Maybe you find somebody in free agency, but maybe you keep him on board, and you see what he can do.
The things I worry about is the Dolphins are run by Brian Flores now, who used to coach in Philly – or in New England. And New England's philosophy with running backs is, let's have a bunch, and they'll all do something. So yeah. And he's that's not wrong. The scary part of it.
He's not wrong. It's not good for fantasy, but he's not wrong.
No.
Running backs are a dime a dozen. God knows how long I've said that.
Yeah, for a while. Speaking of dime a dozen, you're going to talk about how awesome DeAndre Swift is. So
DeAndre Swift is in the league's concussion protocol and could miss week 11 against the Panthers. Swift, who practiced fully on Wednesday, didn't practice Thursday. No one is sure when Swift suffered the concussion, but this puts him in serious doubt to play this week in a superb matchup against Carolina. Swift seized the team's workhorse role and racked up 142 yards and a touch last week against the Washington football team. Kerryon Johnson, baby. Adrian Peterson. They're going to split this backfield workload against the Panthers. I don't know, Matt. You ready for it? Kerryon Johnson, breakout game 2020?
Doesn't matter because he'll lose the job the next week. No, I mean, what do you, is AP going to have a breakout game? Like, who do you trust in that backfield?
Oh, you don't trust either one of them. You can't start either one of them.
Which one, the realist?
If you're desperate, the safest one is AP. But Kerryon Johnson has the highest ceiling between the two.
Couldn't see like an old AP, like,
no.
10 carry, 3 no. touchdown game.
I'll be shocked if we see AP next season. AP looks completely washed up. Done. I'm serious. We could see like a Kerryon Johnson, like 10 carries for like 40 yards and a touchdown, and that'll be like his season best.
You starting him in a pinch?
You got to be so desperate. I think I am actually that desperate in one league, but like, you got to be extremely desperate to start either one of them, like I said. But I do think if you had to and you really needed one of them to blow up, you got to go with Kerryon. But if you want a higher floor, you got to go with AP. I think it's black and white.
What's next?
Broncos coach Vic Fangio said there's a chance Drew Lock won't play in week 11 against the Dolphins. He said, quote, "We definitely want Drew to have a good week of preparation," Fangio said. "So that could enter into the equation. It's day to day. We will see how he does." The head coach also said that Locke is pretty sore ahead of Sunday's matchup against Miami. The second-year pro has completed just 54% of his passes since returning from injury in Week 6, tossing 6 touchdowns to 10 interceptions in that stretch. NFL Network's Ian Rapoport probably. Reports that Drew Locke is going to try and play this week.
Where are you at on Drew Locke, resident Broncos fan?
I mean, does he look good? No. But does any part of that team look good? No. Like, please, just chalk that year up. Keep Drew Lock in. Give him a full offseason. Let's see how it goes.
So you don't want him to draft a guy?
If you're going to do it, pull the trigger early. I don't want to do this whole let's get a guy in the second round and try to see if he can compete.
You mean like Drew Lock?
Right. Like, if you're going to do it, do it first round, because they're going to have a fairly decent pick.
Yeah, because Elway's really good at picking first-round quarterbacks.
Ugh, that's the thing. You got to be right sometimes. Eventually. And the problem is Elway is royalty in Colorado. Oh, yeah. So it will always be this way. Always. He's got to be right sometimes. He ain't going nowhere. Elway leaves when Elway wants to leave.
Maybe he wants to leave.
Mile high messiah.
Like, you're not going to have a high enough pick for Lawrence. Probably not going to have a high enough pick for Fields.
Trades can happen.
Maybe. Trey Lance? You don't even know where Trey Lance plays, do you?
No clue.
North Dakota State.
I've said this on the show many a times. I do not look into like the incoming draft until college football is completely done, wrapped up.
He's a bison.
Especially with Michigan being so bad this year, I'm just completely checked out.
Where's Harbaugh going?
I find it so hard to believe that Michigan would, like, let him go. Like, they should, and it's absolutely the right choice, but I just find it surprising. Like, I just don't see it happening.
Bring back Rich Rod.
Yeah, because he's a good dude.
I don't know what he did. I just know he coached there.
He's trash. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reports Matthew Stafford has a partial tear in his throwing hand thumb. While an obvious concern, Pelissero reports that Stafford is still expected to play in Week 11. Playing and playing well are, well, two different things, however. Stafford's practice reports and final injury designation should decide how confident fantasy managers should be with Stafford heading into Sunday. Even at full health, Stafford has kind of maxed out as a weekly QB2, particularly without Kenny Galladay. Matt, if Stafford plays, do you have high expectations there?
Not, thumbs are weird, man. Like,
thumbs are weird. We have these opposable ones, and that is just wild.
On your throwing hand, even. It's been good for Marvin Jones.
Thumbs?
No. Well, Matthew Stafford's thumbs. The thumbs, yeah, I mean, they help him catch balls. I don't – the whole Detroit – like, avoid Detroit altogether, right? Like,
can we just have a full show about thumbs? You and me.
Who has two thumbs and doesn't know much more about thumbs?
Isn't it weird, like, the thumb is, like, the shortest finger on your entire hand?
Is it? Is your thumb shorter than your pinky?
Well, it's hard to tell because it's so lower than your the rest of your fingers, right? Because it only goes up to – like, my thumb goes up to, like, right about the very base of the rest of my fingers.
You got some little thumb.
Oh, it's enough to make some people scream. Ask your mother. Stephon Diggs has the second most air yards in the league through Week 10. Diggs is on pace for 163.2 targets in his first season with the Bills.
How many air yards does Adam Thielen have?
I don't know, Matt.
Because he's not as good as Diggs.
Only DK Metcalf has more air yards than Diggs, even after a down week in that category. Diggs posted 78 air yards, against Arizona. Diggs will continue being a high-end wide receiver one after Buffalo's Week 11 bye.
Boom.
Stephon Diggs, baby.
Who could have seen this coming? I don't know. Maybe the guy for 3 years that said Diggs was a stud.
Stop it. When he went to the Bills, there was a lot of people that were big Diggs fans were kind of, maybe take a step back. There's a reason he didn't – he wasn't being drafted as a wide receiver one for fantasy purposes.
He's a wide receiver one on my teams.
Yeah. I think Diggs is good. It's just a little surprising. And Josh Allen has absolutely taken a huge step forward, that offense in general.
Yeah, Cole Beasley and John Brown put up points weekly.
Sleazy Beasley, baby.
Like, they Sleazy both do. Beasley. The biggest disappointment in that offense, besides the running back, is Dawson Knox.
I absolutely love Cole Beasley. I love having him on my roster because it just seems like whenever you have a bye week, you just need a wide receiver to fill in that bye week. Cole Sleazy Beasley comes through, baby. Comes through.
He's good in Scott Fishbowl. First downs, receptions. Mm-hmm. He was Cooper Kupp before Cooper Kupp.
Ooh, not bad.
He started in Dallas.
Is it because he's sneaky athletic? Is that why?
No. He likes hot sauce, and he's a rapper, which you would not expect. Cole Beasley has, I kid you not, rap. Like
if his moniker isn't Sleazy Beasley, why bother?
If you haven't, look up Cole Beasley rap videos because the man he's not bad. You're the resident rap fan of the two of us, but he raps. He has a rap album. He freestyles with Bebe on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm literally waiting for this advertisement to go through. I'm gonna check this out real quick.
Spits fire. I am what I am. Vanilla Ice has peeked in on Beasley's music.
Okay. Okay.
You're not playing it. No one can hear it.
I know.
Oh, this is awesome.
Okay. I would love to listen to the rest of that, but yeah, that was okay. That was okay.
It plays well in Buffalo.
I'm sure it does. Mark Ingram did not practice Thursday. Ingram missed last week's Thursday practice and was able to suit up. And boy, did he ever. He played against the Patriots and he turned 5 rushing attempts into 5 yards.
That's an average of 1 yard per carry.
I completely threw out all the ridiculously low statistics from the Baltimore team from last week's game. The weather was terrible. It was pouring rain in the second
half. I watched that. That was crazy. Awful.
There was no way in hell any of those guys were going to do anything big statistically. And then everybody from the Cleveland game, too. I can't remember who Cleveland played, but I threw those out, too, because Cleveland's weather was nuts as well during Sunday.
2 weeks. 2 weeks in a row, Cleveland has had terrible weather.
Yeah. It's like, it just goes to show you.
Everybody needs a dome.
You need, well, that, and you need to, everyone needs a little dome app. You need to. It's true.
Thursday nights for you are
a little wild.
Yeah.
But you need, if you're going to be setting your lineups on Sunday morning, you need to be checking the weather report. I know it sounds weird. I know it sounds nerdy, but it's a really, really big deal. I benched every single Browns player I had. I know that because that weather was nuts. Especially all the videos on Twitter of people like in the stands, like all 12 of them. They're like blowing all over the place.
Baker Mayfield's mother, father, and Nick Chubb.
Grandpappy.
Yeah. And Baker Mayfield's face on not Baker Mayfield's body.
It's a terrible commercial. Terrible. The 49ers' Jermichael Hasty suffered a broken collarbone against the Saints in Week 10. He had 3 carries for 13 yards before leaving with the collarbone injury. His extended absence could mean a heavy workload for Jerick McKinnon, who had 18 carries for Week 10 against New Orleans. Raheem Mostert should eventually return to the lineup and take over as the primary ball carrier, but until then, Is Mostert suspected to be back this week, or is that next
yes.
week?
Yes. Yeah, this week they have a bye. Next week against the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah, Mostert will be back. Mostert will be a RB2 upon return. Yeah. Easily. And he's super cheap right now. Go buy him if you can buy him, because people seem to forget that he is the RB1 in a offense with a head coach that knows how to make running backs put up fantasy points.
Ravens tight end Nick Boyle is out for the season. Teammates and Patriots players immediately Who? Flagged down Nick Boyle.
Who cares? No one's rostering Nick Boyle. No one. If you're rostering Nick Boyle, I'm sorry. You're not going to win.
I only brought it up because did you see the injury?
I did. And you could tell immediately that he was done for a while.
It was gross. The Packers activated wide receiver Alan Lazard from injured reserve. It initially looked like Lazard might return for Week 9 against the Niners, but he ended up missing 2 more games, bringing his injured reserve stay to 7 weeks. Lazard was running away with number 2 duties behind Davante Adams before going down, but deep threat Marquise Valdez, that is, oh my God, MVS.
Thank you.
Has finally started Probably. To display, thank you, has displayed signs of life in the past 2 weeks. Tight end Robert Tonyan has also mixed in for some big days during Lazard's absence. Now, number 2 receiver, nevertheless, remains a position of need for the Packers, which is something they acknowledge with their deadline pursuit of Will Fuller. Alan Lazard, worth considering next week or two?
To start? I'm not starting until I know what he's going to be. You know, MVS has done well. He's stepped in. He's filled in that role. Tanyan's had a nice, you know, play here or there. I'm not trusting him. The only guy in – there's 3 people in Green Bay that I trust. I trust Aaron Rodgers. I trust Aaron Jones. And I trust Davante Adams. And that's it. Nobody else I'm starting unless I'm desperate for something.
Okay. And we're all desperate for a little something, Matt.
Holy cow, man.
You know what I'm desperate for? I'm desperate for a game of Who to Realist.
Ah, all right.
Who to Realist, Matt?
I thought you were going to say Tetris, so I'm glad you said Who to Realist.
MVS's 2-game touchdown streak or Deontay Johnson's back-to-back games with 6 receptions.
Johnson.
Alex Collins' 10 touches. That's right. Or Devontae Booker's 2 touchdowns this week.
Doing my Irish jig. Well, I don't feel right answering this because the Seahawks are playing right now.
Oh, that's right. Damn it.
So damn it. That's not fair.
JD McKissick's touchdown or Jonathan Taylor's 3-game streak of sub 30 yard rushing performances. Oh,
this is the hardest one on the bunch. I will say Taylor is the realist because I am not ready to give up hope on the guy. I think he's a perfect dynasty buy right now if people are going to panic sell on him. I like McKissick, though. McKissick has been a deep stash – not stash. I picked him up where I could, and I'm starting him in places because of his reception upside. Alex Smith is captain check down. And
I want to say a couple weeks ago we said on the show that Jimmy McKissick was absolutely relevant.
Yeah, he's leading the – he. I mean, there's been a couple games where he's led the team in receptions and targets. So, if he's available, go grab him because he can contribute. He'll give you some points and a plug and play if you need him.
Speaking of plug and play, Renshaw Renegades?
Let's do it. You ready? Ready for these? I hate the recaps. Hate the recaps like this. Told you Pope was a gamble because we didn't know who was going to take up the slack in the Chargers backfield, and it wasn't Pope. So I think his name was Trumaine Nope last week because he got 0 points. And the Bears, Chicago, perfect. It was Mooney breakout week. Man didn't deliver 2 receptions, 3 yards. So we're going to move on. I learned my lesson from Mr. Trumaine Nope, and I'm going to the other side of the Chargers backfield. And Kalen Ballage is one of my Renegades this week, rostered in 48% of MFL leagues, even with Mr. Nope available on Sunday. Anthony Lynn leaned on Ballage. Dude played 46 snaps, which was 73% of the snaps in the backfield. Got 23 touches. His 40 touches the past 2 weeks trail only Dalvin Cook, James Robinson, and Derrick Henry. So Justin Jackson's on the IR. Trumaine Pope hasn't done anything. It's revenge week for Ballage. They play the Jets. Give me Ballage this week. And I'm double dipping on running back this week. We've already talked about Mr. Ahmed. He's rostered in 29% of MFL leagues. I think that number is probably higher now after waivers. But Gaskin's not coming back until week 12. Miami's schedule the next month is so cake. So grab him if he's available. He played 44 of 58 snaps, 3 touches inside the 10. Jordan Howard's gone. DeAndre Washington isn't doing anything. Take a shot. I mean, he's available. He's the RB1. He's going to have an opportunity to put up some points. That's the guy that – those are 2 guys that I'd be grabbing.
Very nice. Very nice. Wowie, wow, wow, wow. Have you seen that yet? The new Borat movie?
No.
Did you ever see the first one?
Yeah.
You weren't a fan?
I'm not a fan. No.
Wow. I would have thought Borat was right up your alley.
Really?
Yeah.
Not. It is not right up my alley.
I just thought with all like the sneaky athletic, like all those jokes, I would have thought the Borat jokes would have like really.
I just don't get it. I will never get it. I will never get it.
I will never. So get funny, it. Borat.
Is no, funny. That's a quote from the movie, dude. You'll never get this. You'll never get this.
Oh, see, if you don't say it like that, I don't get it.
I'll never get it. I watched it. I couldn't do it. I don't know. I wasn't a fan. Rolling.
Borat just sucked.
Sacha Baron Cohen. He's either hit or miss. Like. There's no middle ground for me with the stuff he does. They either hate it.
Or... Sucked. Borat 2 sucked.
What was he in? He was in a musical with Johnny Depp.
I like Bruno. I can get into Bruno.
No way. No way.
Bruno took me – the first time I tried to watch Bruno, I had to turn it off like 10 minutes in. It's like I couldn't
watch
it.
Bruno. I watched Bruno when it was on HBO, like before it was a movie, and I hated Bruno then. Nah. I can imagine liking the movie.
Nah, I watched it on Prime. It's great. Have me rolling. Okay. Should we talk more about the show?
You want to talk about the show?
Yeah, well, it's a hot week episode. We got a or a hot take episode. We got to update our hot takes.
I'm trying to think of the movie that Borat was in. Not Borat, sorry, Sacha Baron Cohen, the musical, but I can't. The guy's a barber, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
I'm sure somebody will say something on Twitter.
Oh.
So I'll start off with my hot takes. I said all that right. For those of you who are new to the show, which is surprising, but
we need Todd.
Before the season, we Matt and I always go ahead and we pick a few hot takes. We put them on paper, and we every other week we go in, we update you and see how we're doing. And most of them are laughably bad at this point. So let's go.
Stop it.
I said J.K. Dobbins was going to finish the season as the RB3 or worse in Baltimore, and what do you know? He is the RB1 in Baltimore by a margin of 6.
Wow. But yeah,
so he's leading.
To give you credit, you did say that the backfield was going to be messy. Mess. Yeah.
You can't start any of those guys with confidence right now.
And Gus Bus is definitely relevant in Baltimore, which I laughed at you for saying. So
Ryan Tannehill, I said was going to finish as a top 5 quarterback. He is QB 11. I said that no Detroit or Washington running back was going to finish top 20. That's not looking good.
Oh.
DeAndre Swift has come out of nowhere. He's actually the RB13. And then Antonio Gibson, RB12.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Let's see. I also said N'Keal Harry was going to outscore Julian Edelman in PPR leagues. Edelman's hurt. N'Keal Harry's been banged up. So, like, right now Harry trails by 16, but that's not going to work out probably.
Well, and Edelman, not clean.
I don't like when I'm right because of an injury. It almost seems not fair. I said Jonnu Smith was going to be a top 8 tight end. He's tight end 4. I also said that Gronk was going to finish outside the top 25. He's top 10. He's actually tight end 10.
Tearing it up.
Matt, would you like to read yours?
Yeah, so we got Gurley as a top 10 running back, was being drafted in like 18 to 20 range. Currently running back 11. Phillip Rivers and his 9 children were going to finish as QB1. They were being drafted as the QB 32. He's currently QB 35. So, or sorry, QB 25.
Just imagine all of his kids standing behind him.
They probably like
while he takes the hike.
Offensive line.
Like, good job, Dad.
Antonio Gibson finishes outside the top 36. He's currently RB 12. So I was so far way wrong on that one. My boy, the oldest 28-year-old in the NFL, Keenan Allen, finishes as a top 12 running back, a wide receiver 1. Yet again, dude is wide receiver 7. Dawson Knox finishes the season as a top 12 tight end. He's currently tight end 66, the biggest disappointment in Buffalo. And then it was topical when we did our hot takes, and I still think I still think there are people out there that think Big Len is going to come out of nowhere. But I said Ronald Jones finishes with more points than Leonard Fournette. Rojo leads by 60 freaking points.
Yeah,
that's a win.
Yeah, Rojo is absolutely run away with that one. No matter what happens, that was absolutely a W. Like if Rojo goes down or whatever, that was a W. 100%.
Thank you.
We also picked our top rookie finishers. At each position, you and I said that the top quarterback would be Joe Burrow. Burrow is actually the QB 14 overall, but he's not the top rookie. The top rookie is your boy, Justin Herbie Herbert.
Did you see his new haircut?
I did. It looks somehow like looks worse than mine.
I didn't realize that he and the kid from How to Make a Murderer were cousins or something. Robert Dassel.
Because everybody knows if you have similar hair, you're definitely cousins. That's how that works.
It's more than the hair, Justin. More than the hair. He just wants to watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Can I watch Mania? I got to see Undertaker.
Yeah.
Let's do running back.
Yeah. I picked Jonathan Taylor as my top rookie. You picked Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Currently, Antonio Gibson is the top rookie running back.
That's nuts.
Then DeAndre Swift, and then CEH, back to back to back.
So what are they, 12, 13, 14?
Yes.
I still like CEH coming out of that, but Swift is on fire lately.
Mm-hmm. For wide receiver, I picked Justin Jefferson. You picked Jalen Reagor. Chase Claypool is the top rookie wide receiver right now at wide receiver 17 overall. Justin Jefferson is literally right behind him.
That looks like a win for you.
At tight end, it doesn't even matter. I didn't even bother looking him up.
Ouch.
I took Cole Kmet. You picked Adam Trautman. Neither of them are remotely relevant.
You know what I'll tell you? Cole Kmet outscored Jimmy Graham this weekend.
There you go.
Monday night. I needed 1 point from Jimmy Graham to win a game, and he got nothing.
Terrible. Graham. Did you watch any of the NBA draft, Matt?
I watched the first three picks because that's it? All I knew. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to see if Michael took the ball kid so he could play pops in one-on-one. That's all I wanted to see. It was
a really cool storyline.
I don't know Wiseman. I know he played for Penny Hardaway. And
very, very good player.
Couldn't tell you who the first overall pick was.
Wiseman is a hell of a big man. I think that's a huge pick for a team like the Warriors.
That doesn't have a big man, right?
It's a big get.
Like they have that one guy, DeMarcus Cousins, but then he got hurt.
Local boy, Tyrese Haliburton, went to the Kings, which is a great fit for him. Going to get some minutes immediately.
The Kings are awful.
But he's going to get minutes.
Or are they good? I don't know.
Minutes. That's how these players get. Basketball's so different. In basketball, you need minutes. Like Steph Curry wasn't a rookie sensation. You know, these guys develop. That's what I love about the NBA. It takes time to develop.
That's why the Kings have been terrible for years.
If you don't draft well, right. And if you're in Sacramento, I mean, it's hard to get big name players to come over to the Kings. Yeah, that's why you got to draft well.
The Lakers drafted well. They drafted LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Rajon Rondo.
It's a whole different vibe when you're playing for the Lakers, especially on the year of Kobe's passing.
Who'd they draft? That hero? Snarl?
Yeah.
That's the only draft guy they've had. They signed free agents. Basketball is like the draft doesn't matter in basketball.
That's so unfair. That's so unfair and untrue.
Really?
Very.
Look at the teams that have won the championship the last, 7 years?
These players get drafted, and not all of them get picked, at the top, in the first three picks. Luka Doncic wasn't a first round. Wasn't a very early pick. I can't remember where he got picked.
Third overall.
Luka. Either way. Wasn't the number one guy.
And did the Mavericks win?
Steph Curry. You want to talk about Steph Curry?
What fell to 8.
Right. I mean, we can keep doing this, but I mean, just because they're not being taken number one or two overall and they're not becoming this big free agent, I'd love to see where Giannis was drafted because I know Giannis wasn't a number one overall pick.
14.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, and I don't know when this turned into a basketball podcast, the teams that win championships aren't teams that drafted well. They're teams that signed big name free agents.
Right, Matt, and that's perfectly fine. I'm not saying that Tyrese Haliburton is going to carry the Sacramento Kings to a championship. I'm just saying it's a good fit because he's actually going to get minutes. He's going to develop and maybe be a big free agent pick one day or be a big free agent get one day for another team, one of these big market teams.
Should the draft matter?
I'm not denying that. What?
The draft matters in the NFL. Does the draft matter in the NBA?
100% it does. If Tyrese Haliburton would have went to a team where he couldn't get minutes or had to be a role player somewhere, it's going to obviously hurt his development. NBA is a huge developmental league where in the NFL, you're expected to start and produce right away your rookie season, especially a quarterback. Otherwise, you never get another opportunity. They're both important, but in very different ways.
Maybe if half the league made the playoffs in football, I'd feel differently about the draft.
I hate that that's your argument. That's so stupid.
Half the league shouldn't make the playoffs, Justin. That's not playoffs.
Sure, the top, the bottom third of the league should be out. The rest of them should have a chance to play in.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
And the NFL's going to that too, and I think it's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's very dumb. They're doing it for revenue. They're not doing it for the
I was
going to
say,
teams.
It's great for the league. Yeah. It's great for the teams, too, that are kind of on the brink. It's awesome.
Yay, we can be under 500 and make the playoffs.
I mean, it's kind of what baseball did, isn't it, with the wild card games?
Yeah. Yeah, but wild card games is one game. It's not a series.
Right, and I love that.
And you're playing to play into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, I think they should do that. I think every league should adopt that.
The NFL? Have a play-in game?
Yep. the NFL has never been a series game. Like, there should never be a series. Basketball needs series, but the play, there should be a play-in game where it's just a single game.
Isn't that the wild card round?
No, the wild card round has series. Oh, no.
No, I mean the NFL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, right, right. That's what I'm saying. There should be a week before the wild card round. Should be another one.
Wild card one and two.
Basketball talk.
Man. Okay, so who are the Jets taking number one?
It doesn't matter.
We can talk NBA draft, but we can't talk NFL draft.
I'm not talking Jets draft football in week 10. I'm not doing it.
Do the over under half a win for the Jets.
Give me the over. They'll luck into something.
All right. 1.5.
Oh, under.
Over.
The Jets had their best chance last week before the bye week, and Flacco just melted down in the fourth quarter and gave it away. They had like a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter and just gave it away. Gave it away.
I'll take the over. I'm pretty sure I'd get good odds in Vegas on that one.
Oh, well, yeah, because I know the favorite. Well, that's not the favorite.
There's 8 games left. Hey, so we both – one thing – we'll finish with this because it's kind of a tie back to last week's episode. I heard from multiple listeners that there's no way that they let their kids win anything.
Yeah, you know, that was – at time. I'm glad you brought that up because I had a couple people text me about that and message me on Twitter. And I'm trying to think about how I want to word this.
I'm a terrible person. Is that what you're going to say?
No, no, not at all. I think when you said that, I took it a different way.
Okay.
I took it a little stronger than what you probably meant it. Like, in my head, everything is like extremes when we're talking, because that's what this podcast is we try to entertain, we try to talk. And like, the first thing that came to my mind is like your kid's trying to like lay up a basketball and you're going to block the ball right in their face. You know what I mean? Like that kind of deal, which isn't what you meant.
No.
But in my head, when you said it, that's what I envisioned.
I went full Mutombo on a 3-year-old.
The game that we like to play is Uno. We're big Uno fans here. So okay. We'll play Uno, and all of us try our damnedest to win.
Right.
And when I win, I talk all sorts of shit.
Yeah. That's shocking. I would never have thought that.
Right. Because they do the same thing. But like when we're playing like, I don't know, like a matching game or whatever, like with the baby.
Yeah.
Nah, I couldn't care less. I guess it depends on the age and depends on the game.
Well, and we talked, you know, if it's a game of luck, you play luck, but it's not, I mean,
oh, sure.
That's games different. Of skill. You're not going to win in a game of skill.
Yeah. Like, we played Monopoly a couple times. We can't play Monopoly in this house anymore.
Does anybody ever finish a game of Monopoly?
I love
Monopoly, but
Monopoly is my jam. I love Risk. No one will play Risk with me.
Whoa. We got to have a game night, dude.
I love chess, and nobody in this house will play chess with me.
Shut up. I did not know that. I play all three of those games.
When you're the only intellectual in a house, I mean, nobody will.
I see your wife in the background.
I want to teach Carson chess so that he eventually can play. But
I did not know you like chess.
Oh, learn something new every day. I love chess. I'm not good. I'm not good at it. But it's because I haven't practiced or played in years. I'm in high school, all the time. Play chess nonstop. That's how I got all the ladies.
Chess club?
Absolutely.
Hey, oh.
Checkmate.
On that note.
King, take that queen.
Remind them who we're brought to them by.
Want to see my pawn? We are brought to you by DiceTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
Be sure to check us out on Twitter. We are at Dynasty Dads. And do check out DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
Because the calculator will save you from making the worst trade of your fantasy life. Matt, that's a show.
We out.
See you next week.
Thanks for hanging out with us on another episode of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Dads. Visit us at our website, dynastydads.com, for articles, news, and notes, Dynasty Dads gear, and more.